And now on with Genesis. The First Civilization, Chapter 4. The story of Cain shows how sin became hereditary and led to the first murder. See 1 John 3, verse 12. Cain also became the founder of civilization and included a city, agriculture, manufactures, and arts. In character, it was marked by a violation of the marriage law and by the spirit of violence. Chapter 4, verses 19 through 24. The story of Abel teaches us how sharing in Adam's guilt and sinfulness may be accepted in God's sight through the offering of an atoning sacrifice. In the birth of Seth, Abel was dead, Cain was rejected, and the promise of redemption passed on to Adam's third son, Seth. Chapter 4, verse 25 and 26. Now in chapters 5 through 9, the flood. There are now two classes of people in the world, the ungodly Cainites and the godly Sethites. The chosen line of Seth lost its separation and intermarried with the Cainites. The result was a condition of wickedness on the earth that called for God's judgment. Of Seth's descendants, only the family of Noah remained true to God. Noah becomes the chosen one through whom the promise of redemption continues its journey towards fulfillment. Chapter 5, verse 29, and chapter 6, verse 8. Note the genealogy in chapter 5. It begins with Adam and ends with Noah. And like we said before, we're going to see a lot of these genealogies, and they do mean something. Let us sum up the main events of these chapters. Learn these. The genealogy of Noah, chapter 5. The building of the ark, chapter 6. The entrance into the ark, chapter 7. The departure from the ark, chapter 8. And the covenant with Noah, chapter 9. Notice the high state of civilization at the time of the flood. Chapter 4, verse 16 through 24. The descendants of Cain were the builders of the first city and the originators of the first arts. What are those days to remind us of? See Matthew 24, verse 37 to 39. God destroyed the world with a flood and started a new race with the family of Noah. He promised that the earth would never again be destroyed by a flood and made the rainbow a seal of that covenant. The Lord renewed the charge made to Adam, namely to replenish the earth. There is a solemn prohibition of murder with this addition that whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. This marks the delegating of authority to man to govern his fellows and visit punishment upon crime. Before this, it was God alone who punished evildoers.